Hey, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Naso is the parasha of Shiluach Tmeim. Shalchu min ha-machane kol tzeru v'chol zav v'chol tami l'nafesh, ha-machane shchina, ha-machane levia, ha-machane Yisrael. The most intensive is the tzerua, chutz mishalosh machanos. It's a halacha of badad yeshev michutz l'machane moshevo. The Ramban comments, because now that the Mishkan has been set up at the heart of the machane, so it's now imperative to make sure that it's a machane which is ro'oi for hashra'as ha-shchina. Moving to the next part of the Aliyah, which is the issue of Gezel Hager, the Rashi comments that the Chiddush is Shnei Dvarim over and above what's recorded in Sefer Vayikra. Number one, what to do when specifically the Asham Gzelos relates to a Ger, Shein Lo Yorshim. We're going to focus on that. And also that the entire process of Kapara, the Karban and the Chomesh, are only triggered by here, Visvadu es Chatasam Asher Asu, which is the source of Vidui. Becholat Rakula, if you look in the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos, the Sefer Achinuch, this is how we know about Vidoy al Achid, which is a very fascinating context. Vidoy, leads to some tough, short-term consequences, whether, again, it's the Asham, it's the Chomesh, but it paves the road to Kapara. So again, if the victim is a ger, v'imein le'ish goel, v'hashiva Asham ilav, v'hasham ha'mushav l'adunai, l'akohen, v'lvad yol kippurim, Ashri Yechaper Bo Alav. So you're still chayav the Karban Asham, but in terms of the financial component, who are you going to give it to, right? The Ger is no longer living and there are no Yarshim. So the Sfarno, for example, comments, why does it go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who then can give it to the Kohanim? Amushav Hashem, Kik She'en HaBailim Kayamin Roy LaShiva Gezel LaBale Bo Alav. Ruakel Yizbarach, right? LaShem Haratzim Loa Tebo V'Yoshviva. Mesa Eved Yachshu the Rabos, Mashkan Eved Kan Rabo. So, ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. So, there's nothing so specific here. So, it goes back to Hashem, and Hashem can, award it to whoever he wants. Rashi says, La Hashem La Kohen, Kino Hashem, Unisano La Kohen, Shebo So Mishmar. Simply, it's a Kenin Hashem without any explanation here, nothing too elaborate. The Chizkuni has really a Chiddush Roi L'Rishon. And he is a Rishon. It's just exquisite. La Hashem Lakohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviv Shal Ger. Who said the Ger, right, doesn't have any Krovim. V'ohev Ger La Seis Lo Lechem V'Simla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his father. V'ray Li Arsho. L'fikach Yinatin Leven Beso Dehainu Kohen. The reason it goes first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who then chooses to award it to one of the Matnos Kahuna. Right, the more interesting stage is the first transfer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviv Shal Ger. Ger, when a ger comes into Klal Yisrael, it's true. Ger sheni zgar katan anola dami, so a little bit of a loss on the human side in terms of connections, but a massive gain, right? That this is something which is extraordinarily beautiful about Gior, and it's for a big part of why l'shitas harambam, both in the Sefer Mitzvos and the Hilchos Deos, why there is a mitzvah of avas ager v'haftemis ager and pasuk in Ekev, because a ger. Right, is the object of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. It's an expression of our Avas Hashem, to love the one who loved Hashem, so very much. And so the explanation for why Gezel HaGer gets the Kohanim, but through the way station of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we can use such a term, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv Shal Ger HaAsham HaMushav LaHashem LaKohen.